As the U.S. military engaged in tough fighting with Iraqi troops, President Saddam Hussein appeared on Iraqi television today to encourage his people to fight. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports there's some question as to when the speech was taped.
Saddam Hussein wore full military uniform. He seemed far healthier than he did during his television appearance last week. He praised the Iraqi military, saying they had inflicted serious losses on U.S. forces, and he urged his people to resist.
Dear hero people, kill your enemy precisely and accurately. Kill them with the power of the spirit of jihad that you have in your heart.
Saddam specifically praised the Iraqi troops in the Persian Gulf city of Qasr. U.S. military personnel have struggled to hold the city since Friday, and they're still meeting pockets of resistance. He also held up specific units and commanders for commendation, including the 51st Division near Basra. Some analysts considered that a peculiar reference, since the commander of the 51st Division and many of his 8,000 troops surrendered to the United States on Friday. What Saddam left unsaid was also significant. He did not mention Iraq's first gains, namely the stiff resistance at the city of Nasiriya, nor did he refer to the apparent capture of several American soldiers. Yesterday, Al Jazeera television showed American military personnel, some dead and some prisoners of war. The praise for troops that surrendered, as well as the omissions, suggested to some analysts that Saddam's speech was not live but taped earlier. Shortly after the speech aired, Iraqi television showed what appeared to be an American Apache helicopter in a field, with Iraqi men dancing around it. Moments later, Iraq's information minister said the Iraqi military downed two helicopters and was holding two pilots. The U.S. confirmed one helicopter was shot down. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.